If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. Lots to talk about. We've got Representative Mary Miller from Illinois at the bottom of the hour. She was on stage with former President Trump over the weekend and had a slip of the tongue, and the left went nuts, and she wants white lives only or some crap. We talked to her about all the attacks she's taken. We talked to her about being America first and having so many people trying to take her out. You got the establishment Republicans, the Rhino Republicans. Kinzinger's been going after her as well. They're both from Illinois. So we've got her at the bottom of the hour and an awful lot more, including, oh yes, that coach who was kneeling and praying after football games. There is a ruling from the Supreme Court on his case as well on a Monday. Oh, yes. Motown Monday. Chocolate voices off today. Polo in the house. Sam making it happen. Yeah, there's a lot going on. There is a lot to get to. You know, people talk about their First Amendment rights all the time. They talk about their Second Amendment rights all the time, their Fifth Amendment rights all the time. Keep on hearing, hey, I know my rights. And generally speaking, if they say I know my rights, they probably don't. But let me give you the First Amendment. This is actually the verbatim. Not going to change a word. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Okay, let's break it down now. You now know what it says. You probably have heard some form or fashion of that at some point in your life. What I just read was the word for word, verbatim, of what was written by the founding fathers. Now, if you say founding fathers in this day and age, you don't know. If you are you allowed to say it, will people believe you? Will they listen to what you're saying? I don't know. But if you're watching the show, I will show it to you as I read it again. And I'm going to break it down as I read it. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So what does that mean? That means the House of Representatives and the Senate cannot make a law that establishes a state religion, a U.S. religion. You must be this religion to be in the United States. Or, let's go back to it again, they can't establish a law. They can make no law respecting the prohibition of the free exercise thereof. Free exercise of religion. So in other words, the Congress can't make a law, then the president signs it, making it law, and then come to my house and say, you're now Jewish, or you're now Muslim, or Anglican, or Christian, or whatever it happens to be. They can't do that. We have the right to decide for ourselves what our spirituality is. And then it goes on to say, they also can't knock on the door and say, hey, you can't even exercise that religion. But it's not only knocking on the door. They can't show up at the football game and say, hey, you have to be fill-in-the-blank religion. They can't go to the football game and say, hey, coach, are you praying? You can't be praying. Now, of course, the left thought they could do that. The left thought they could make law prohibiting the exercise of religion. In fact, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the FERFers is what I call them. I think they're out of Wisconsin. They have made an entire career out of attacking cheerleaders who hold up John 3:16 or attacking a before football game invocation by a local pastor or a rabbi or somebody. You can't use the microphone because it's paid for by taxpayer dollars. This is how stupid it is. And they keep on attacking. They keep on attacking. They keep on attacking. And schools, generally speaking, have given in because they can't afford to fight the cases in court. Thank God this case went all the way to the Supreme Court. You've heard the case before. Here's the headline for the New York Post. Supreme spell out winning formula for football coach on his right to pray. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled Monday in favor of a Washington State high school football coach who prayed after games. Good call, the writer writes. As the justices noted, Coach Joe Kennedy's prayers on the field were protected under the First Amendment. Kennedy had been put on leave in 2016 by the Bremerton School District after he refused to stop kneeling and praying after games. Attorneys for the district argued that Kennedy's on the field prayers in front of the school community amounted to a government endorsement of religion and were thus prohibited. Now, again, there is no law that says you can't worship as you see fit. In fact, the law is that you have that right, and the Congress, the government, the establishment can't stop you. So I'm not really sure whether getting that he is somehow forcing a religion or making the government thrust a religion on someone. He merely took a knee and did a prayer. As the justices noted, Coach Kennedy's prayers on the field were protected under the First Amendment. Kennedy had been put on leave in 2016 by the Bremerton School District after he refused to stop kneeling and praying after games. Attorneys for the district argued that Kennedy's on-the-field prayers in front of the school community amounted to a government endorsement of religion and were thus prohibited. That got it badly wrong. Kennedy, after all, prayed after games, meaning he was exercising his First Amendment right as an individual, not as a school employee. Besides, players were not compelled to pray and only joined Kennedy voluntarily. Bremerton School District utterly missed the point of the First Amendment's religious freedom protections. It's not about government suppression of religion, but tolerance and respect. As Justice Neil Gorsuch emphasized in the court's majority opinion, the Constitution and the best of our traditions counsel mutual respect and tolerance, not censorship and suppression, for religious and non-religious views alike. That's a winning formula for the coach and the country, writes the writer. I guess what bothers me the most about the case is that you knew that I knew that you knew that I knew that you knew that I knew that for 6 years that the school district was wrong. We knew this. We knew this. The school district was dead wrong on this case. They had it wrong, knowing what the First Amendment says, that they can't prohibit the free exercise thereof. This man is an American. He is in the country. He is covered by the civil rights granted from the Creator, protected by the document from any sort of infringement by the government. The government infringed and told him you may not pray after football games. Now, if he says the entire team must pray with me, I hear you. If he says we have to stop the game so that I can grab a microphone and pray out of the book of John, I'm with you. He shouldn't be doing that either. This is an individual exercising his ability to pray, to worship as he sees fit. It is clearly enumerated in the Constitution that you can't take that right away. But what happens now? It's been a 6-year fight. They fired this guy 6 years ago. I think all the back pay should be coming his way. They should have to publicly apologize. And never again shall they ever try to infringe on somebody's right to exercise their religious beliefs. You know, I think about that, and then I see that news anchor that I mentioned earlier. The news anchor is going on and on and on. She doesn't care about your Bible, doesn't care about your Christianity, your mythical, magical book, she called it, as she talked about abortion, as if abortion somehow was okay, because those who are holding on to the Bible and saying, this is the reason why you shouldn't kill unborn children. What she doesn't understand is she's utilizing her free speech right, her First Amendment right, and what she's saying is just dumb, because we literally have laws in this country saying you can't kill somebody. Those laws are based on Judeo-Christian education, Judeo-Christian learnings, teachings, values, mores. So on one hand, the same doofus probably had a problem with the coach praying after the game. She also has a problem with saying you can't kill the unborn child. I mean, she's completely demonized by whatever's been thrust on her little brain for her entire life. She's somebody who just isn't getting it. And I fear there are a lot of people like that. You saw the stupid protests on social media, on television this weekend. You see these stupid protests where people are just having disgusting displays. I mean, one woman sent her monthly blood or something to the Supreme Court. I kid you not. There's something wrong with these people. And we have to get back to basics. The Constitution's clear. Our laws are clear. Our values are clearly based on Judeo-Christian education, teachings, and values. You don't have to be Jewish or Christian, but that's what it's based on. This never should have taken 6 years. This guy to have his ability to take a knee and pray after a game, ever. It should not have taken 49 years to realize abortion is not covered by the Constitution. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you, Motown Monday. It is Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, and delivered. Love having you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for taking the time. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I really had no doubt that the football coach would win if things were going to go the way of the Constitution. Of course, if you've got a 5-4 or 6-3 liberal court, because three idiots actually said he doesn't have the right to pray after a game, then you would have seen a different result, and you would have seen a massive restriction of our religious rights in this country. So I didn't have any doubt, especially the way the Supreme Court is made up today, that he would win. But my problem is that he had to go and take it to the court. I mean, that's a problem. The problem is that he had to go and do it. Now, there's another Supreme Court ruling that you may not have heard about. This is the New York State Supreme Court, who says that no, you can't let those who are not citizens vote. In places like New York City, the city council was allowing those who are not citizens to vote. Same thing's happening in some cities in California. Hopefully, this ends up at the U.S. Supreme Court, and we stop that action completely as well. You know, the idea that you're going to have people who aren't citizens vote really plays into why the far left in this country wants illegal aliens to continue coming across the border. Because once they're in a community and the community gives them the right to vote, the left gets what they wanted. I often say, look, I just want to know what the why is. What is the why? Why are we allowing those who are here illegally to get benefits and privileges of those who were born here or came here legally and got citizenship the right way? Why are we saying you get in-state tuition in a state-run, a taxpayer-funded school? Why are we allowing people who are not here legally to vote? And New York State, of all places, which is truly stunning, to be honest, New York State has ruled that you must be a U.S. citizen to vote. I mean, am I in a dream? Am I in a dream where the Constitution means something? Where being a citizen means something, or being an American means something? Am I in some sort of a weird alternative universe right now? Because for how many years, under Obama for 8, Trump tried to undo it in his 4 and did a great job seating some Supreme Court justices. But now Biden, they have done all they can to say, we have the power in central government. You have nothing. You're but a peon. You're an ant. And we'll crush you if we want to. So your thoughts about that? Few things here. Number one, your free right to express your religion and to worship as you see fit. Was there any question in your mind that this coach in Washington would win this case, where after a football game, he'd take a knee and he would pray? I mean, for me, there was a bit of a question until you saw the seating of these Supreme Court justices by Trump. Then I felt confident that he would do well. Also, the New York State Supreme Court saying, yep, you got to be a citizen if you want to vote in this state. In fact, if you want to vote in the United States, you have to be a citizen. And that should never have been in question, ever. And New York, of all states, one of the most liberal states out there, says, yeah, sorry, this is the way it is. You got to be a citizen to have that privilege. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Definitely want to hear from you on these very important cases that probably will mean something in your community. This is not just about Washington State. This is not just about New York. This is not just about Mississippi when it comes to abortion. This isn't just about New York when it comes to guns or voting. This isn't just about Washington State when it comes to having the ability to pray. Because had he lost, I would have seen the next step in this country. They would have started telling kids you can't say grace before you eat at lunch in the cafeteria at school. Because right now they can. Not loudly. They can't, you know, breach the peace. But a teacher has believed that she couldn't sit down or he couldn't sit down and say grace before eating in school for fear of this same exact stupid establishment argument. And I hope that this makes the Freedom for Religion or the Freedom from Religion Foundation go absolutely broke, because you guys make me sick. You guys and gals do, just to let you know. By the way, Congress is trying to reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling because they can do it. We cannot do it. This is all about big government not really working the same way we have to work as citizens, right? Big government can move the debt ceiling, print a bunch more money. If you're buried in bills and trying to keep up with all the credit cards, signature loans, internet loans, and timeshares, you cannot do what the government can do. You've got to get off that treadmill, though. Come up and get some air. Come from under that water. Total Financial Freedom is here for you. If you owe more than $10,000 a team, at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a great job for more than 15 years, helping people just like you resolve their debts and cut payments many times in half. Give them a call. Tell them your situation. 1-800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Call now. Ask about the free book, The Debt Dietitian. You've got to mention my name to get that free book. So mention Joe Pags. You'll get The Debt Dietitian. You'll learn how you can easily cut your payments. You're going to appreciate their team. Great people. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Zero complaints as well. Call Total Financial now. 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. They're definitely waiting for your phone call. Make that happen right now. And what are your thoughts about Whoopi Goldberg, Anna Navarro, who lies. She says that she's a Republican. She's not. And this Sonny Hostin is just a hate-filled person. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? When they say, Clarence Thomas better watch out because they're going to make his marriage illegal because he's black and his wife is white. What do you think about that? I mean, the virtue signaling, the woke crap, it just doesn't make any sense. Do you feel like there's any comparison whatsoever between the right to carry a gun in New York as a legal citizen, as a law-abiding citizen, or your right not to vote if you're not a citizen in New York, or the right to, or taking away this alleged right to off the unborn child, or your right to worship as you see fit after a football game? Does that have something to do with Jenny Thomas being white and Clarence Thomas being black? Or is this their next step in indoctrination? And here's what I mean. When you see these stupid signs about abortion, Roe v. Wade, reproductive rights, healthcare rights for women, all this stuff, when you see these stupid signs, you realize how dense these people are. You realize how completely off the beaten path they are and how what they're saying makes no sense. With that in mind, it would be kind of easy for a Whoopi and a Sonny and an Anna, or fill-in-the-blank lefty on MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, it'd be kind of easy for them to convince these dumb masses that are just getting in line like cattle. It'd be kind of easy to convince them that they're going to take away the right to marry who you want between the races. Seriously. They will start believing it. Now, there's no case like that. Nobody's challenging the ability of people to marry between races. Nobody. It's not even been brought up. But they have to extend it to that point to pretend like Clarence Thomas is the dumb one and they're somehow the smart ones. It kind of boggles your mind if you think about it. Really just let that permeate, because these people out there carrying these signs don't know what Roe v. Wade did, don't know at all what happened in 1992. Don't know at all what happened last week when it comes to Dobbs in Mississippi. So Roe, Casey, and Dobbs, they have no clue. They haven't even taken the time to read the wiki page. And they think they know something. They're going to believe that black people and white people will not be allowed to get married anymore. They're going to believe that because some doofus who's got makeup on in front of a camera said so. And it's pretty shameful. When we come back, Mary Miller is a U.S. representative, great state of Illinois, under some fire over something she said on Saturday, and she says the rhinos are after her too. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this young lady back. She, of course, is District 15 Republican, the great state of Illinois. It's Representative Mary Miller. Representative, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
I'm great. I'm looking forward to the election tomorrow to beat an establishment rhino. It's going to be a great time. The American people are tired of being betrayed by their elected officials.
You know, I took a couple of minutes before we started the interview today, and I looked back through all the attacks that you go through. Why do you think they're so incredibly vehement in their attacks on you? What is it that you represent that the establishment GOP and the Democrats also just don't like? What is it?
Well, I have a plumb line, and it's the Constitution.
Yeah,
I belong to the Freedom Caucus. We're the group of constitutional fighters out there. I'm bringing transparency and accountability to this election. My opponent has run a smear campaign on me, and the media is in with me because they want to send, an establishment rhino back there. I've been running on the issues and on the America First agenda, and the people appreciate it. They're going to prove it at the polls tomorrow.
Yeah, go out and vote. We've got stations in Illinois. I want you to go out and vote for Mary Miller. So over the weekend, I defended you on Twitter because you had a bit of a slip of the tongue or something. And the left, of course, and the establishment right jumped on it immediately that you somehow were for white life or something. It's so stupid. I mean, you clearly were saying right to life or the fact that life was protected because Roe v. Wade was over with. So in that moment, look, I talk for 3 hours a day and I make the occasional mistake. Everybody does. In that moment, did you think to yourself that that would be a big deal?
I didn't. I could tell that my tongue got tied or whatever, but yeah. I re-listened to it. It's so clear that I stumbled saying right to life.
Yeah.
And I just think it's disgusting that Rodney Davis and the fake news media are attacking me and my family, continuing this vicious smear campaign. It's really bad. Rodney doesn't want to answer for his record, and the media is giving him cover. He's one of the 10 most liberal Republicans in D.C. This is a very conservative district. He has an F rating. He's been one of the chief. He was the chief architect of the red flag gun law.
Right.
He voted for the January 6th commission. He and Kinzinger promoted amnesty under Obama. And it's all the things that the people in my district despise.
You know, as I watch it, it's kind of a feather in your cap that Adam Kinzinger goes after you. I wish he would attack me some, because this guy's the least Republican, the least conservative guy I've ever seen, and he can cry in the drop of a dime, and he's out there continuing to push the idea that somehow former President Trump ginned up a riot on January 6th. That doesn't make any sense. So that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with people who say they're Republicans. They're not. They're rhinos. They're Republicans in name only. They're really left-leaning Republicans. They're not conservative at all. And they're not America First at all. So they're listening to every single word, aren't they, Mary? And they're saying, I think we got her. I think we got her on this one.
They are. Well, this is what they did to President Trump for 5 years. President Trump showed us how to fight on the offense. And it's interesting. I got up really early this morning to help my husband and sons move our cows and calves to a different pasture. And I was telling someone that was visiting me that's never been on a farm, I was telling him that the most dangerous animal on our farm is the mama cow, because they're going to defend their calves. And I've got 19 grandchildren, and I'm going to fight for their future. I care about what we're leaving the next generation. This is the greatest country in the world. We have the most opportunities, the most freedoms, and I want to tell people not to be afraid. I think the victories we've had in the courts the past couple or the past week, and then today with Coach Kennedy, it just reminded me not to quit fighting. We are free people as long as we're not afraid.
Well, for a moment, Representative, it almost seems like we're not nuts, because suddenly Roe v. Wade wasn't applicable, just like Casey wasn't in 1992. The state should be deciding abortion and what the laws should be and the regulations should be. Guns shall not be infringed. And if you're in New York City, in New York State, you can suddenly buy a gun and protect yourself as a good person. And you're right, with Coach Kennedy, the man simply wanted to say a prayer after the football game. And of course, that's okay under our Constitution. It's almost like we're not nuts for a minute, isn't it?
Yes, but the nuts will take over if we let them. I tell people all the time, evil does not retreat on its own, only when it's confronted by a more powerful force.
Yeah.
And so the rally this weekend was amazing. The polls had me ahead even before the rally. It was building momentum. Thousands of people came out that love America. They love President Trump. And they want America First agenda to move forward. I'm a fighter. I know I'm not a big woman or whatever. I'm a grandma, and people might misjudge me about it, but I'm willing to stand alone. I'm the only Republican in Illinois to vote against sending another $40 billion to Ukraine when our own borders open, and we have raging inflation here. Our moms aren't getting formula. Those are the kind of things that are giving whiplash to people going from America First to America Last.
It's District 15 Republican, the great state of Illinois. It's Mary Miller. I know you've got to go in about a minute, and I'm going to make that happen. I just want to very quickly know, because I'm not in Illinois, although we've got stations there. How are you doing against the establishment Republicans? Are you holding your own? Because you've been in for a couple of years now. So as the incumbent, you should get a bit of a boost anyway. But how's it looking?
Well, they're all working for the establishment rhino, which is okay. I'm a Freedom Caucus member. I'm fully committed to our constitutional rights and to a smaller federal government. And you can look at their voting records. I'm very grateful that there's things like CPAC and Liberty Score that keep track of our records. It's very healthy to have accountability. Elections are an opportunity to hold your elected official accountable. So tomorrow, please go out and vote for me. I will really appreciate it. I believe that I'm going to answer to God for how I handle the opportunity.
Well, we certainly hope that you come out on top. Mary, thanks a million. We wish you best of luck tomorrow. And thanks for making time today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, so there you go. It's Representative Mary Miller. She is, again, in District 15, great state of Illinois. She's from the suburbs of Chicago originally, but then moved more downstate to some of the farmland that she's talking about. She, on Saturday, I think it was Saturday when the rally was that Trump had, where she said, a slip of the tongue, she said, why, didn't even say white, really. She said, why life, when she talked about the sanctity of life and the fact that Roe v. Wade is not the law of the land anymore. And, of course, immediately she was attacked. I mean, immediately attacked, as if she were some sort of a white supremacist. What doesn't make any sense to me is we keep on having these stupid conversations about white supremacy in this country. We keep on hearing about how this person and that person and Trump is a white supremacist and everybody who's on the right to white supremacy, all Republicans are white supremacists. It's so stupid because if you just look at their records, just look at what they've done. I mean, think about it. The conservative justices in the court overturned or decided in Dobbs that Roe really wasn't applicable and that it should go back to the states. How is that white supremacy when we know that 40% of all aborted children are black? It's not white supremacy. If you're a white supremacist, you want to keep your mouth shut and let them continue to do that. If you're a racist, like Trump allegedly is by the left's account anyway, why do you do the Second Chance Act? Why do you help people who get out of prison to find vocations and jobs and a way to rehabilitate? Why are you trying to fix, you know, ridiculous sentencing for people who are doing a similar crime, but because they're black, they happen to be in jail law? You're not a very good racist if you want to let black people out of jail. You're not a very good white supremacist if you want to make sure that all babies are born. So none of that's ever made sense to me. But every single time anybody utters anything, and keep in mind, some of the most radical people out there, like the BLM people and so on, who are out there to divide nuclear families, who are out there to change our value system. I mean, I saw some stupid news anchor over the weekend talk about Roe v. Wade. And she went on and on and on about how she doesn't care about about your Bible, doesn't care about your Christianity. This is a news anchor. And then talks about the magical book that you all rely on. I don't care what it says. You don't get to tell me what to this, that, or the other. This is how disconnected the left is. Of course, she doesn't realize the Bible is why we outlaw killing. It's why we outlaw stealing. It's why we outlaw a lot of things. The Magna Carta is also based in a Judeo-Christian fashion, and it shows what a civil society should look like when it comes to having laws and provisions and ways and values. So to attack what is established as what built the foundation of this country, to attack the sanctity of life, to attack the equality of all people, to attack the idea that we shouldn't be killing each other or stealing from each other or violently rioting, is to say you don't want any government whatsoever. You don't want any sort of value system or mores in our society whatsoever. That, to me, that just shows me that you're clueless. And it's so interesting to me because the people that are enjoying their First Amendment right to speak as they wish about issues like these are doing so because of the First Amendment that's protected by the Constitution that they all seem to hate. It's so dumb. You're able to say that, dumb news anchor, because of the First Amendment. You're able to say that on these dumb news networks where they attack Mary Miller and people like me all the time and Trump. They're able to say it because of the First Amendment. That's why they can say it. Period. End of story. So they're cool with the First Amendment. You could protest. You could burn stuff down, which, of course, isn't covered by the First Amendment. You could say anything you want in a newscast or on some fake news show that you're hosting. But when somebody wants their Second Amendment, that's no good. When somebody says, well, wait a second, there is no amendment that covers abortion, that's also not good. When you say, well, the First Amendment also allows this high school football coach to pray, that isn't any good. They're picking and choosing, they're cherry picking, and it's not okay. And we will call them out at every turn. I'm glad that Mary Miller came on. Your thoughts on what I just had to say and what she had to say in the interview, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Mary Wells, little my guy, Motown, on a Monday. It's what we do. Appreciate you stopping by. So glad to have Representative Mary Miller on. She, again, misspoke on Saturday and said, why life? And it sounded like white life or something, but she was trying to say right to life. At the end of the day, the left will always jump all over somebody on the right, and the right just doesn't do the same thing. That being said, there is some news that's happening in the area where my flagship is, San Antonio, that is, it's horrible, to be honest with you. And I want to bring it to you in the time that we have remaining here. This is from KSAT 12, which is the ABC affiliate in San Antonio. At least 42 people found dead in an 18-wheeler on the southwest side, according to multiple sources. Several emergency vehicles are at the scene. And you see some overhead shots as I show it to you on the stream. And you can see some pictures as well. It's just, it looks like there are dozens of first responders there. And they're just pulling bodies, it appears, out of the back of a semi. The story goes, at least 42 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer on the southwest side, and 16 others were taken to area hospitals in varying conditions, according to multiple SAPD sources. Several San Antonio police vehicles, as well as fire trucks and ambulances, are covering a portion of Quintana Road on the southwest side. Crews are surrounding an 18-wheeler near the 9600 block of Quintana Road, next to the railroad tracks, and again, I'm showing some of this on my stream right now. A KSAT crew has seen several ambulances leaving the scene and going to the scene. So more information's coming in, but they're saying at least 42 people are dead. And this isn't the first time. I feel like, Polo, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like it was 3 or 4 years ago, we had another situation where, like, on the side of a big box store or something, they found a bunch of dead people inside of a trailer as well.
I feel like it was
like 3 or 4 years ago. This is horrible. When you hear this, you know these are going to be women. You know these are going to be children. You know these are going to be people who are smuggled, who are human trafficked, and it makes me sick because these people should be alive today. They should not be paying their life savings to die in an overheated trailer on the southwest side of San Antonio. And I hang, listen, I'm going to go, you make politics out of it, whatever. This is Joe Biden. This is on Joe Biden. This is on him. You have to close off the border. You have to make a semi-trailer go through an actual, you know, port of entry. Now, I don't know how this truck gets across. I don't know if they brought them across the river and then they jump into the truck on this side. I have no idea how this goes on. But you're talking about drug cartels that are making millions upon millions of dollars, taking advantage of women and children and men too, I guess, and little boys as well. A lot of little girls are coming here with birth control pills in their pocket. They're coming here with armbands on or wristbands on that say that they belong to somebody who they don't even know, but they're claiming that it's their aunt somewhere. Those are the ones that make it. You got 42 dead people at least, a total of 58 people who were in the back of this truck. And it was even a cooler day today in San Antonio because we had a little bit of rain around, but it's been over 100 every day for the past few weeks. And the drug cartel doesn't care. They're making millions of dollars. I've been saying this for the entirety of the Biden administration. The victims here are those who think they're coming to get a better life. The victims here are the ones that believe that Biden wants them to come here. And he's not doing anything to dissuade that, but they're dying on the journey. 42 dead people? Are you kidding me? And this is okay, I guess. We're not going to hear much at all about this from the Biden administration. Of course, rightfully so, we heard a lot about 21 dying at an elementary school. Twice as many died in the back of this trailer at least today on the southwest side of San Antonio. And you're still going to have people arguing that we should have an open border policy and let people take a 1,500-mile journey from somewhere and then die in the back of a tractor trailer? Are you kidding me? What are we doing? Stop the human trafficking. Stop the sex trafficking. Stop the drug trafficking. Make people come here legally so they have an actual chance of surviving and enjoying the American dream they thought they were getting. They're being made promises, and I'm hearing numbers like as high as $5,000 a head goes to a drug cartel. You know how long it takes to make $5,000 in Mexico or Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador? You kidding me? That's a long time, man. And just to die in the back end? What are we doing? If you really care about humanity, don't argue about the border. Shut the sucker down and give people who are in need and want to find a better life an avenue, a way to do it legally, where they're not going to be putting their lives in. They shouldn't be dying trying to come here. And believe me, the cartel got paid. They don't care who's dead. They could not care less who's dead in the back of that trailer because the next trailer's coming. And that'll be tomorrow. A few more million dollars. So enough is enough. I'm so sick of this dumb argument about the border. Okay, forget left versus right. Forget conservative versus liberal. And maybe consider the lives of people who think they're going on a journey for a better life and now they're dead in the back of a trailer. Give me a break. Come on. Let's do some pop culture. Pop! Dirty pop. We'll update you on the next story if we get more tomorrow. Paula, what's going on?
So,
well, we have to change gears a little bit from that.
Yeah. So, there's a report surfacing right now that there's I guess a rumor or someone claiming that Johnny Depp may be going back to Pirates of the Caribbean, and there's an offer of like $301 million. I don't know if it's true. There's, I guess, people are saying it's not true, but I always feel like there's always some truth to some of these things.
It doesn't come from nothing.
Yeah. Right. So, I guess he's going back.
I mean, you like those movies. Of course he's going to go back because now it looks like he was the good guy here.
Yeah. I mean, I thought no at first, but I mean, now it could very well be possible.
Sam, would you like that?
You know I would.
I got you that, Sam. That's Polo. I'm Joe. We're back tomorrow. Have a good night.
This is the Joe Pags Show. We'll be right back.